Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Peter Glitten as my special expert guest. Dr. Peter Glitten is a licensed naturopathic physician and an outspoken advocate of holistic health. Dr. Glitten has been treating people around the world with naturopathic therapeutics for over two decades, including homeopathy, medical nutrition, heavy metal chelation, detoxification, herbal medicine, and bioidentical hormone supplementation. Dr. Glitten's current treatment protocols are unique in the field of naturopathic medicine. He is the only physician in the world to combine classical homeopathy, medical nutrition, and comprehensive clinical diet protocols. Dr. Glitten delivers over 60 free lectures each year and is a regular speaker at Health Freedom Expo and Longevity Regional Meetings. He has appeared on TV, is a regular guest host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Health Talk radio program, and gives free weekly seminars all over Chicagoland. His new book, The MD Emperor Has No Clothes, is an eye-opening, groundbreaking, jaw-dropping exposition on the shortcomings of conventional MD-directed medicine and the unrivaled excellence of holistic medical treatments. Good morning, Dr. Glitten. Welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. I am so happy to be here myself.
Well, that's wonderful, and so are we. Our people just can't wait to receive some of your good words. Now, Peter, can you tell us what led you to getting involved as a naturopathic doctor and in what some might call this struggle to teach people about living well and holistically?
Well, it was personal experience. I was a pre-med student at the University of Massachusetts from 1984 to 1987. And it was in my senior year. I had, I think, 3 or 4 months to go before I graduated, and I was on the conventional medical track, right? And I became very sick, very, very sick, and nobody could help me. I ended up being in bed for about 7-10 days. I was languishing with fever and chills, and I was wasting away and couldn't hold anything down, and I'd been to everybody in town. It was a big medical town, Northampton, Amherst area. It's a big medical town, and nobody could help me, quite frankly. And as fate would have it, there were two naturopathic physicians that worked in Massachusetts in 1987, and one of them happened to work in the town that I lived in. So I was a pretty arrogant pre-med student, quite frankly. And, you know, I figured, well, I had nothing to lose, and I was pretty sure that the guy was a quack, but I had nothing to lose. Didn't know anything about naturopathic medicine at all, and yet I had a strong opinion about it. So I begrudgingly went to see the guy, and I'll never forget it. I was literally carried into his office by two of my friends. I mean, I was sick, man. It was bad. And he was a really good guy. He was like, just imagine what an old-fashioned country doctor was like. This is what he was like. He put me on an exam table, poked around, drew some blood, asked me some questions. Got some homeopathic books off the shelf. I couldn't even pronounce homeopathy, didn't know what it was. Asked me more questions, gave me 2 pellets of a homeopathic medicine, waited 5 minutes, nothing happened. He scratched his chin, asked me some more questions, gave me a different homeopathic medicine, and about 2 minutes after I took it, my whole body started to shake, literally. I started trembling. And I ran into the bathroom and threw up, oh, I don't know, man, about a half a quart of disgusting bilious sludge. And as soon as that stuff left my body, I felt like a Venetian blind had been unfurled from my toes all the way to my head, and I was cured. I was carried into his office. I walked out of it on my own power, went home. I slept for, I don't know, 15 hours or something like that, and I woke up the next day. I was born again, and 4 months later, a long story short, I had abandoned my quest for conventional medicine, and I was enrolled as a freshman in naturopathic medicine at the university that he went to. And he's since become a very good friend of mine. So I was enrolled in holistic medicine. I was pulled into the light of holistic medicine through, you know, my own personal experience. And I tell you what, when I was a freshman in naturopathic medical school in Seattle from 1987 to 1991, I had the distinct impression that I was in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Have you ever had that feeling? Like everything is just, you're exactly where you need to be in life? Well, that's what it was like for me. And there's been no looking back ever since.
That's a fabulous story. And I've heard similar stories from other great men like yourself who had that desert experience. And for whatever reason, it completely modified their perception of reality, almost like the Scrooge. You got Scrooged, I guess. And that's a great thing. Now, looking back now, what was it about you that led you to that point where you were so sick? Were you denying all of the principles? Were you stressed out, sleep deprived? What are the things that brought you to that point?
Well, in looking back, I have to say that it was long-standing ignorance. The straws that broke the camel's back happened a little bit at a time over decades. And pre-med, that's a stressful experience. And I was in my senior year, and you don't know whether you're going to get into the college you want to get into, and your career, the whole rest of your life is hanging on a thread, right? Plus, I was in the middle of a very kind of intense relationship stress at the time. I was on the verge of getting divorced, and it was difficult. It was a very difficult time. In looking back at it, I think when I kind of meditate on it and think about it, it was my life purpose was not on track. And I think that's what made me sick. I have a very strong spiritual belief in it. I am of the opinion that it was my my soul was kind of slapping me to have me snap out of it and find my life's path, get on board with my dharma, so to speak. And guess what? It worked, man. And it was the worst thing that ever happened to me and the best thing. Because I was sick and it was bad. But there was a gigantic silver lining to that cloud. And it made all the difference in my life.
So sometimes what we experience might be extremely negative, and it might bring us down to the tips of our own existence in every way we can imagine. But now looking back, you can say honestly and truthfully, that was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Oh, absolutely. And, it's like the old saying, how do you make God laugh, right? Tell him your future plans, right? That's how it was for me.
Awesome. I'm looking at your website, and I see a photo of Dr. Joel Wallach, and I've heard you mention him and talk to him online. So can you tell us who he is and what your professional connection to him is?
Yeah, Dr. Wallach is a legend in holistic medicine. He's 72 years old. I believe he's the second oldest naturopathic physician in the world, and he's been my professional mentor for the last 3 years. Dr. Wallach, his life's work is legendary. He's been published 70 times. He's sued the Food and Drug Administration 8 times. He published and proved in the early 70s, while working for Yerkes Primate Research Center in Atlanta, Georgia, that cystic fibrosis is caused by a nutrient deficiency in the pregnant mother, and that cystic fibrosis can cross species lines. Before Wallach's research, it was thought that cystic fibrosis was a humans-only disease, but he proved that it could happen in monkeys as well. And furthermore, he proved that the trigger for cystic fibrosis was a lack of the mineral selenium in the pregnant mother, and he proved it and published it. And for that gigantic gift to humanity, Yerkes Primate Research Center fired him, blackballed his research, and every major medical institute in the United States was told by, the government, the National Institute of Health, that if they hired Wallach, they were going to remove all of their funding. Dr. Wallach is a legend in the world of holistic medicine, and I got to tell you what, I got good results. I've been doing this for over 23 years clinically, and I got good results with my therapeutics. I'm pretty effective at what I do. And since I've been following Dr. Wallach's lead and using Dr. Wallach's, therapeutics and clinical protocols in the last 2.5 years, I don't even know what planet I'm on anymore, man, because the things that I'm seeing people recover from are extraordinary and way more effective than anything that I had been previously exposed to. It's a privilege to work with Dr. Wallach. I can't say enough about the guy.
That's nice. It's great to hear someone like yourself speak so highly of another person. Today we live in a world where there's a lot of criticism, a lot of condemnation, but you don't hear a lot of good things being said about people, or perhaps not enough. What about the importance of a mentor. Does a man or a woman in their life at one time or another need to reach out and find that kind of a person, a mentor who can show them the way, provide advice, be there for them emotionally? Do you think that's important?
It's made all the difference for me, you know, for 20 years. Well, you know, the holistic medical world is the redheaded orphaned stepchild that nobody wants to pay attention to, you know. I mean, it's years ago when I was in naturopathic medical school, you know, naturopathic medicine was a dirty word. It's kind of taken on a more kind of a sexier, kind of a more culturally appropriate theme now, but years ago it wasn't. You know, years ago you're a naturopath, everybody looked down their nose at you. And it's difficult to walk that road because it's just difficult to be the low person on the totem pole. In the case of a profession like that, it's made all the difference. I mean, that was an interesting thing to talk about, because before I met Dr. Wallach, I mean, I wasn't looking for a mentor, right? I wasn't. Dr. Wallach's path and my path crossed, and I had a similar experience with Dr. Wallach that I had when I was a pre-med student at the University of Massachusetts. I went to a lecture that Dr. Wallach gave, and it completely changed my life. I mean, I had an aha, self-enlightening moment when I watched Dr. Wallach lecture, and it was because of that experience that I had with Dr. Wallach that I hitched my caboose to his train, and really, it's made all of the difference. I can't imagine my life without his mentorship right now. It really has made all the difference.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What we do up here, Peter, we work with a lot of coaches and athletes and trainers, and what we're trying to do with our institute is teach them about whole food and naturopathic medicine and functional medicine, etc. And mentorship is a big deal, because a lot of people in the gym are almost utilizing their trainer as a mentor and a teacher and an advisor. I've heard you speak. You're very outspoken. You're very passionate. That's what attracted me to you. I know this is a big question, but what's wrong with conventional medicine?
Everything. Everything's wrong with conventional medicine. It doesn't work. This is the biggest secret that exists in popular culture. MD-directed pharmaceutical-centrist medicine for chronic disease doesn't work. It doesn't work. It works for trauma and for some infections and for surgery when it's absolutely necessary, but for all of the things that most of us go to the doctor for, things like high blood pressure and fibromyalgia and type 2 diabetes and arthritis and osteoporosis and insomnia and anxiety attacks and heartburn and everything, MD-directed pharmaceutical medicine, by definition, cannot, the therapies that your MD are trained in, cannot help you. And not only can they not help you, but according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, they're the third leading cause of death in the United States. The third leading cause of death in the United States are the therapies delivered by MDs. And according to the United States Department of Health and Human Services, 15,000 Medicare patients a month are killed by MD-directed treatments, and nobody bats an eyelash. And as a matter of fact, we get nervous when the government makes noise about messing with our health care. Oh, don't touch my health care. You've got to be kidding me. It is the problem with medicine in the United States is that it's been monopolized since 1925, more or less. The MDs have monopolized the field of medicine since 1925, and they have taught us, we have become culturally conditioned to believe that MDs own medicine, and that everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack. Well, guess what? MDs don't own medicine. They are taught and trained in one branch of medicine only. And that branch of medicine is excellent for trauma, it's excellent for surgery when it's necessary, and it's excellent for a handful of infectious disease. But for everything else, it doesn't work. It not only doesn't not work, but it's dangerous. Because it's the only medicine that our insurance pays for, it's the only medicine practiced at our hospitals, it's the only medicine they make TV shows about, and it's the only medicine we're taught about in school, we've become brainwashed, so to speak, to believe that the MDs, you know what, doesn't stink and that they can do no wrong, and we have to give them our hard-earned money every month and insurance premiums, or else we're going to go to hell in a handbasket, and it's just not true. Their therapeutics will hurt you. And it is the reason that the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States is medical bills, the reason that we're losing our middle class, is because companies cannot afford to pay their employees living wage and their health care. Why can't they afford the health care? Is it because of insurance fraud? No. Is it because of runaway drug costs? No. Is it because of a for-profit medical system? No. It's for one reason and one reason only, and Wallach and I are the only ones saying it. The reason that our health is going to hell in a handbasket in this country is because the therapeutics that MDs deliver do not work. And it's high time we all snapped out of it and got a clue. But don't get me started.
No, I want to get you started, man. That's just the tip of the iceberg, and I know. Okay, so we got a healthcare crisis going on. Tell me what role I'm playing in this. You're not saying that it's all the doctor's fault. The reason everyone's sick out there, they have nothing to do with their illness, that it's just all the doctors and the hospitals and marketing. What role do the people have in their own illness?
Well, they don't. You see, that's an interesting question, because the way that it's supposed to be is that we trust that people who are registered plumbers in our state know how to fix our plumbing. We trust that the people who are registered contractors know how to fix the house and the foundation, and that the automobile mechanic knows how to fix the engine, that they have a certain amount of training and ability. We also believe that that's the case when it comes to medicine. We believe that our medical doctor, our MD, knows what's best for us when it comes to medical treatment, and we leave it at that. We trust that the MD knows what's best for us, so when we get sick, we lean on the MD. But the MD only knows what they've been trained in. And what they've been trained in is only a very small piece of medicine. But it's sold to us, the population, as the only type of medicine there is in the world, that it's the only thing, and that everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack. So really, the reason that we're all sick is because we've bet on the wrong horse. We go to the MD, they tell us to do this, and it hurts us. It doesn't work. And then, rather than hold the mirror up to themselves and look at their own outrageous failures, let's look at it. While the MDs have been driving the bus, heart disease has remained the number one killer. After 50 years of statin drugs, low-fat diets, and exercise, heart disease hasn't budged. But Alzheimer's has risen from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. Cancer has remained unchanged. It's the second leading cause of death after $1 trillion of research. High blood pressure is on the rise. Obesity is on the rise. It is rapidly becoming a gigantic health problem, no pun intended. All of this while the MDs have been driving the bus. They have a piss-poor track record. But rather than hold the mirror up to themselves and say, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we really need to reassess what we're doing because it's not working, what do? They blame us. It's not the doctor's fault, it's the patient's fault. The patient's too lazy. The patient doesn't exercise enough. Or it's your gene. You know, you have high blood pressure because you got a bad gene. You're fat because you have a bad gene. Well, guess what? It's nonsense. The reason that our health is in such poor repair is because we have bet on the wrong horse. You know, as God is my witness, the best thing that anybody can do for their health is fire their MD. Fire them. The only time anybody should see an MD, even walk into an MD's office, is if, you know, there's been trauma. You're in an automobile accident. You're in Iraq and you're shot. You know, you get a nasty bronchial infection. They can fix that. But for everything else, it fails. And it's my opinion that the people, it's not the people's fault, because the people have trusted the MDs to tell us what to do, and the MDs tell us what to do, and it doesn't work. And then the MD blames us.
Is this a moral issue to you?
Yes, it is. It's a cultural issue. Because, you know, every culture has myths which are embedded into it so deeply that nobody recognizes them as a myth. You know, years ago, right in Galileo's time, everybody was convinced that the sun went around the earth. I mean, you can just look at it. You can see it moves right through the sky. It's got to be the sun that's going around the earth, and everybody was convinced of that, and everybody was wrong. And then for, you know, 600 years, they justified slavery by saying, oh, blacks aren't really people, they're just animals. And, you know, everybody went along for the ride. And then it was, women aren't smart enough to vote. And then it was, well, childhood labor is a valid economic necessity. And they're wrong consistently. It's a cultural phenomenon that there are cultural biases, cultural myths that are built into the fabric. And the myth that we're suffering from now, there's two. Number one is that the MD is the undisputed king of medicine. And number two is that healing is some sophisticated, difficult process that should only be attempted in a multi-million dollar high-tech facility. It's nonsense. Healing is easy. It's the easiest thing in the world. You give your body the raw materials that it needs to fix itself. You stop eating the food that's gumming up the works. It's the easiest thing in the world to do to help somebody recover from a health condition. And for me, it's a moral issue. It's a moral imperative. That's what gets me out of bed, because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's lack of knowledge only. We need to get our message out, which is why I appreciate a megaphone like this. And I really, my hat goes off to people like you who have a radio presence, consistent, persistent radio presence in this climate. People like you that are going to save the world.
Okay, so it's a moral issue, and I'm right on track with you there. What about the monetary issue? How big of a role does money play in this thing?
It's huge. Medicine is a for-profit industry in the United States. You know, there's nothing wrong with making money, but when you mix a for-profit industry with a monopoly, that's nothing but trouble. In 1994, in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, which is as good as it gets, a 12-year study was published. The results of a 12-year study were published, and here's what this 12-year study showed. They looked at adults all around the world who had developed cancer and were treated with chemotherapy. 12 years of data, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. And here's what it said. 97% of the time, chemotherapy does not work. 97% of the time, it doesn't work. So you want to tell me why chemotherapy is still prescribed? You want to tell me why there are more and more cancer treatment centers popping up everywhere? I'll tell you why. Because chemotherapeutic drugs are the only classification of drugs that your doctor gets a direct cut from. If your MD prescribes an antibiotic, he gets no kickback. But if your oncologist prescribes cisplatin, here's how it goes. The hospital buys the drug from Pfizer or whoever makes it for $3,000. They sell it to the patient for $12,000. Insurance pays $9,000. And the hospital and the oncologist split the difference. It is the only reason that chemotherapy is still used, because it doesn't work. It does not work. And like you said before, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Medicine in the United States is a for-profit industry, and we are suffering because of it.
So your book now, let's talk about that, because obviously you must get into all of this and a lot more. Is that what your book is about?
Yeah, exactly. My book is kind of like a history of the evolution of medicine and why the MDs are in the driver's seat. Most people think, incorrectly assume, that the MDs are in the driver's seat because their stuff must be better than everybody else's, but it's not. They're in the driver's seat because of financial and political coalitions that were built at the turn of the century that most modern Americans have completely forgotten about. So the book is in kind of a historical expose as to how the MDs got to where they got, and more importantly, the philosophy of healing that they're trained in. And then the second half of the book, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, what to do, things that you can do, science-based, clinically verified, things that you can do to fix your health right now. It's really kind of an expose on the egregious failures of medicine. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, an abolitionist back in the days of slavery, standing up and saying, hey, everybody, you know what? Slavery's wrong. Snap out of it. Well, guess what? Going to your MD is the worst thing that anybody can do for their health, and the best thing anybody can do for their health is fire their MD, cancel their comprehensive insurance, buy catastrophic insurance, fix your diet, take your nutritional supplements, live long and prosper, because if you do not supplement your diet, it is only a matter of time before something in your body breaks, because it is impossible to give your body all of the raw materials that it needs to keep itself healthy just from eating. You can't do it. Unless you're supplementing, it's only a matter of time before something breaks.
What do you think of Michael Moore's documentary on, I think it was called...
Sicko.
Sicko, that's right. Now, he compared the American medical system to ours here in Canada, and I believe in England and in France. What do you think about the differences between, say, for example, our two countries, the American and the Canadian system?
Well, the only difference is that in your country, the government pays for it. In our country, it doesn't, but it's still MD-directed allopathic medicine. Now, MD-directed allopathic medicine is great for trauma and for surgery when it's indicated and for a handful of infections. But by definition, allopathic reductionistic medicine, no matter who pays for it, no matter how affordable it is, it can't work. It does not work. So the best that an MD, whether they're in Canada or New Zealand or the United States or England or France or Germany, the best that they can do is manage your problem with drugs. Now, if we were pirates, right, and we had scurvy, which is a vitamin C, C like Charlie deficiency, you could throw all the designer drugs at that you wanted, and it wouldn't fix it. It would manage the problem, but it wouldn't fix it. What's going to fix it? Vitamin C fixes it. You take vitamin C, guess what? It goes away. So when you manage a chronic illness with drugs, you can't fix it. You manage it, and then you get worse, and you get worse, and you get worse, and then you get another drug, and then another drug, and then another drug, and then you die. And then your medical doctor blames his incompetence on your genes, and it's a gigantic problem. So the problem really isn't whether it's for profit or not, although that complicates things. The problem is that the medicine that we all lean on can't help us to recover our health. Medical doctors, MDs, do not practice health care. They practice disease management. And there is a gigantic difference between health care and disease management.
So are you suggesting that ultimately the only thing that's going to change the system is a civil war, like what happened in your own country?
No. Well, that's one thing. Or, you know, a big asteroid hits and everybody's on their own. And then, because we don't have a free market, everybody talks about how wonderful the free market is, and we can have arguments about that, but we don't have a free market. I'll tell you why. In the States, in Seattle, Washington, as a licensed naturopathic physician, I can deliver babies, perform minor surgery, prescribe drugs, order any diagnostic test I want, work in hospitals, legally refer to myself as a physician, and it's all covered by insurance. If I was to do exactly the same thing in Chicago that I did in Seattle, I'd be thrown in jail for a year and fined $5,000 for practicing medicine without a license, and that's just not right. We don't have a free medical market here. You know, we don't divvy up research dollars equally amongst the chiropractors and the homeopaths and the osteopaths and the MDs. We give it all to the MDs. And they screw it up, and we keep giving it to them, and they screw it up, and we keep giving it to them. So, notwithstanding some type of uprising or natural disaster, the thing that's going to change it is a grassroots coalition, and this is where Dr. Wallach was way ahead of the curve. Because when Wallach was fired from Yerkes years ago, after he published and proved the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis, he understood that the front door of medicine is guarded by the pharmaceutical industry. So in order to populate his message, which is now my message, of health recovery through nutrition, we are building a grassroots coalition of the informed. Now, Wallach set his company up, which is called FDI Youngevity, as a networked business. And he did that on purpose, and he did it in order to grow a grassroots coalition of the informed. So, you know, I give hundreds of lectures a year, webinars and lectures and live events and videotaped events all the time, in order to show people our method and to encourage them to join us. And you can join our cause for $10. For $10, you can join us. We will teach you Dr. Wallach's health recovery methods, and we'll show you how to turn your friends and family members onto them, because we are attempting to change the way that medicine is practiced here in North America by growing a giant grassroots coalition of the informed.
So if we want to get a copy of your book or join the cause, do you have a website that we can get to?
Yeah, it's easy. Just go to, my last name is Glidden, like the paint. There's a paint company here in the U.S. called Glidden Paint. The website is drglidden.com. That's drglidden.com. And if you can't remember that, just do a Google search for Dr. Glidden, and I'm usually the first one that pops up. And all this stuff's on the web. My book's on my website. Oh, and by the way, if you go to my website to purchase the book, when you check out, when you're at the checkout, there's a little coupon box that pops up, and if you type in my last name, all lowercase, Glidden, you get $5 off the cost of the book.
Well, there you go. Sign me up. Everyone out there, let's get to that site. Let's check out. Let's support this cause. Let's learn more about what Peter's doing and Dr. Wallet. This is fantastic stuff. You've got a CD I came across there that kind of stood out for me. Dead Athletes Don't Lie. You know, I've been promoting this idea. One of my partners in crime is Dr. Michael Colgan. Perhaps you know of him.
I've heard of Dr. Colgan.
Yeah, he lives up here now on Salt Spring Island for the very reason that Salt Spring Island is so popular. It's just pure and pristine, and we got killer whales and eagles and that kind of thing. The idea, I guess, is that the athlete is creating demands by training and working hard that can't be met by diet alone. Do you concur with that idea?
Yes. If you're exercising and not supplementing, it's suicide. Because we've been listening to the MDs for the last 100 years, who have no training, no experience, no appreciation, no respect, mostly no training in medical nutrition, they are completely incapable about telling us what to eat and what the deal is. Well, here's the deal. It is impossible to fulfill the body's nutrient needs just by eating from the four food groups. I don't care if you have a PhD in organic farming, own 100 acres in Switzerland, do a really good job at it, and only eat the food that you grow. You eat 3 square meals a day from just organic stuff, you're still going to be nutrient deficient. You cannot fulfill your body's nutrient needs just by eating. It is impossible to do that. So, you know, when you exercise, you increase your body's nutrient demands. Your heart rate goes up. You put stress on your bones, stress on your joints, stress on your blood vessels. And then the body attempts post-exercise to strengthen and recover. Well, what does it need to strengthen and recover? It needs raw materials. This is why there's never been a professional athlete to live to be over 100. This is why professional athletes don't even meet the average life expectancy of normal people. Couch potatoes live 10 years longer than athletes do because nobody has told us supplement and how to fill the body's nutrient tanks. Now, just the reverse is true. If you do exercise and you fulfill your body's nutrient needs with supplements, good supplements, Superman, Superwoman, because now for the first time in your life, your body has what it needs to fix itself. And guess what? It does. This is our whole message. When you exercise, you drain the tank that much faster.
Wow, very good word. There's a lot of people listening to that are hanging on to those words, Dr. Glidden.
And the thing that drives this whole engine forward, quite frankly, is results. Because, I mean, let's be honest. You know, everybody's got their theories, right? But the thing that attracted me to Wallach so much was he's extremely pragmatic. And from 1970 to 82... Wallach was in charge of $25 million of federally funded research himself. They did 26,000 autopsies, man. 26,000. They did 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies. This wasn't some theoretical nonsense. This was boots on the ground, old-fashioned research, and they figured it out. His research eliminated 900 diseases in the animal kingdom. 900. You know, that's why eggs only cost, you know, $2 a dozen instead of 20, because chickens don't get congestive heart failure and arthritis and osteoporosis. Guess what? Because they figured it out and they eliminated it in the animal kingdom. Well, when you do the same thing with humans, it works. But my point is, Wallach's research was so pragmatic and so results-oriented that when you apply it with yourself, you feel better. You exercise, your recovery time's better. Your hand-eye coordination is better. Your energy in the third quarter or the third period or the fourth quarter is better. Everything's better. And you feel it. And it shows up in your blood work as well. And so that's what drives us forward is results. And I don't care if you believe me, because somebody else will come on next week and tell you something else. But look, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. And when you do it Dr. Wallach's way, you feel better. It's as predictable as gravity, and that's why I love it so much. Wallach's research proved that the majority of chronic diseases are caused by nutrient deficiencies. For instance, high blood pressure. Most of the time, high blood pressure is a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency, period. That's all that it is. Your body needs calcium and magnesium. Now, does hydrochlorothiazide give your body calcium and magnesium? No. What does hydrochlorothiazide do, which is a very popular blood pressure medicine? Well, it creates type 2 diabetes after you've been taking it for 5 years. So, you know, when you attempt to fix a nutrient deficiency disease with a drug, you must fail. You have to fail. And that's why our health is going to hell in a handbasket, because we've taken the wrong dog out for the hunt, is what we've done. You know, we've taken a chihuahua to, you know, look for a lost kid in the wilderness instead of a bloodhound. And so we continually fail. And the problem is that these guys monopolize everything, and that they have gone out of their way to tell you that everybody else is a back-of-the-bus quack, and it's just not so. You need to just pick your heads up, folks. You know, if you're happy with your health, if you're happy with taking a prescription medicine to pee and not to pee, a prescription medicine to fall asleep, a prescription medicine to wake up, prescription medicine for your knee pain until you get a fake knee, and then when that fake knee fails, they give you another one, but they don't give you your money back. If you're happy with that, God bless you. But if you know in your heart that there must be a better way, guess what? We've got it. And we're the only people talking about it. We're here to help you, man. Give our method a try, because it's as predictable as gravity. And when you give your body the stuff it needs, it'll fix itself.
Dr. Peter Glitten has been my special expert guest on this edition of SNU. He's a licensed naturopathic physician, a real maverick, a real outspoken man who's making things happen. Get to his website, drglitten.com, and support the cause. Dr. Glitten, thank you very much for the time that you're making and for the work that you're doing. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and keep up the good work yourself. We're all in this together.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.